How many of you know that stuff in food today, a lot of it is not necessarily good for you? But we have to eat it because we don't know what's in it, do we? After what I've learned about what's in food and what they're doing, just like here a while back, some of you heard, you know, the Chinese put some kind of something in milk. And how many of those little children, school children, died? There was hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them. But they put something in the milk, and these little innocent school children drink the milk at school, and it killed them. What are they putting in stuff? You don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. So now then, before you eat or drink anything, if God told you to take it with thanksgiving, what do you think you should do? Hey, I pray this prayer often. Lord, you put everything in this food we need, and you take everything out of it we don't need in the name of Jesus. I pray like that often. You know, I've had people laugh. Hey, I said, don't make me sick. I ain't been sick in 25 years. So when you find something that works, stay with it. Amen. Stay with it. If anything works that long, that good, that long, stay with it. Like I say, maybe I could improve by praying over twice. I don't know. But it's really working good. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. We may receive it gladly with thankful hearts. Somebody said, now, wait a minute. You know, what about the Jewish law? Okay, what about the Jewish law? Well, the Jewish law says we're only supposed to eat kosher things. Okay, I'm not living under the Jewish law. I'm living above the Jewish law. I'm living in faith. These things that pertain to the Jewish law don't pertain to me until I sin. When I sin, I fall from grace. When I fall from grace, there's only one place back to where to fall, and that's under the law. The example I like to use about that is, here's this, did Jesus say the pathway to life is narrow, and few there be that find it? So let's take a little 3-foot wide pathway. I mean, a sidewalk, 3 foot wide. Anybody could walk on a 3 foot wide walk, right? It wouldn't be no problem. You wouldn't have, anybody could walk that 3 foot path. But let's say that, let's just say in this room, big as this room is, let's say that I put a little 3 foot walkway up here about 4 feet off the ground. And I open a little door back there and you step out on this little path and you look in there, there's lights all over. I said, can you walk from here to the other end of the building and go out that back door? Why, sure, that's no problem. I said, okay, but now then I want you to look. And they said, what? I said, look down all around. And there's no booths in here, nothing like here, no seats, just the pathway. And they're just covered with great big old giant long rattlesnakes all over the place. I'm not sure I can do that. Sure, walking on a 3 foot walkway ain't no problem. But when you look down, there's rattlesnakes all over the place. Some of you ain't gonna walk that pathway, are you? Well, that pathway of life that we're walking, that's exactly what we're walking in. We're walking a pathway of life, and them rattlesnakes are out there. They're down there under the law. They can't get to you when you walk in faith, under the law of faith. But if you get to looking at something else, something draws you off, and you start walking closer and closer to the edge, and you're looking over there at that new car. You're lusting after that new car. Ooh, I got to have that new red Corvette. You're lusting, your heart just lusting for that. Happens to young men, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. And so you get pulled over to the side, and all of a sudden you're looking at that car, and you step off, and you fall that 4 foot. Now, how quick are you going to try to get back up on that path? Ooh, the minute you feel nothing under your foot, that's scary because you know what's down there. If you can hit in that pit of rattlesnakes and get back out and not get bit at least once, you know how lucky you're going to be? You're going to be extremely lucky. Well, see, the Lord uses examples. He said, the devil's sitting here with his fiery darts drawn, just waiting for you to make a mistake. You got to have that shield of faith up 24/7 to ward off all those fiery darts of the devil, because he's shooting them at you anyway. What if you lower your shield of faith just a little? You're going to get hit. Stay on the pathway. Stay on the pathway. If you stay on the pathway, there's no sickness and no disease on that pathway. By staying up on top, walking holy before God. He says, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it. We may receive it gladly with thankful hearts. A lot of people will tell you. And I've seen preachers that do this, and I went and checked them out. And they will tell you that those words there, he's talking about the things that are only lawful for you are things that fit under Jewish law. You know, like you can't eat shrimp. Hey, I went and read it. I'll check that out. That's not what it says. It says anything. I can eat anything as a son of God. Everything's free to me. I can eat anything I want to. Now then, since I know I can eat shrimp, and I do like shrimp, I don't eat a dozen shrimp every day. You know, I do everything in moderation. So if I want to go out to dinner with my wife one night, and we want to sit down and have a plate of 6 or 8 shrimp, I don't have a problem with eating those shrimp. It may be a month before I eat another, maybe 6 months before I eat another shrimp. But if I sit down, I can eat a shrimp with no problem, with a clear conscience. But I don't ever eat it without thanksgiving. So when I ask God to bless it, in other words, if I can remember what used to, when I was still working in the workforce, me and 2 or 3 other engineers would go to Mexico. We'd have a project. I had 2 buildings down there that I had to see after all the time with the company I worked for. So I made quite a few trips into Mexico City and Acapulco. And every once in a while, we'd go down on a project, and there'd be 2 or 3 engineers go with me, and we'd be doing some special project or something. And we'd go down there when they'd bring the food out to the table. And a lot of times, you know, we'd eat one of those deals where they have 5 bowls of different stuff. You know, bring all of them out there, and you just eat out. You know what I mean? Everybody eat out of the same bowl, put it in your plate, eat whatever you want to. You know, they got the meat in this bowl, and the potatoes in this bowl, and the salads in this bowl, and then we just take off. And I said, guys, let's bless this. Oh, Thurman, you always want to bless everything. I said, I ain't eating this stuff without blessing it. Ah, go ahead then. If you want to bless it, you can bless your. We're going to eat. So I blessed my Father in the name of Jesus. Put everything in as I need. Take everything out I don't need. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done in Jesus' name. And I'm not one of those guys that say, no, I'm vocal. I want you to know what I'm doing. I don't want you to have to guess what I'm doing. I want you to know what I'm doing. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. And so the next morning, I get them downstairs to go to work, and ain't none of the rest of them can be there. I called her. I said, what's wrong? Oh, I got Montezuma's revenge. I can't get off the pot. Oh, my goodness gracious. I told you guys you should bless that. I said, I eat it. It didn't bother me. Now, can God do that for you? Yeah, absolutely, he can. I guarantee you obey him. You can. Did he say all these foods are clean for you? Yeah. Yep. If you bless it and thanks him, hey, he can make it fit for your body or you won't have that. Receive it gladly with a thankful heart. Verse 5 and 6. For we know it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Now, how is food made holy? By the word of God and prayer. When you pray over it, you can eat anything you want to. If you explain this to the brothers and sisters, you'll be doing your duty as a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is fed by the message of faith and the true teachings you have followed. I teach this. Some people get it. Some people don't get it. And some people get offended. And some people get right up in the middle of service and walk out. I've had that happen several times in my life, but that's okay. There's only one I'm trying to please. You know who that is? The King. That's exactly right. I'm trying to please the King. So, you know, I mean, I can understand that whenever you're taught something that you've never heard before in your life. I mean, how many times have I, in fact, just the other day, I don't remember who the lady was, but her and her husband came here from somewhere to a healing school. And she said, my husband got one of these CDs and somebody gave it to him. And he said, man, honey, I listened to this on the way home. You got to listen to this thing. So he said, he put it on there. And we started listening. She said, about the first 15 minutes, I said, man, I like what this guy's got to say. And then all of a sudden you started talking about something that was my little pet sin. She said, turn him off. Turn him off. I can't stand him. Turn him off. Isn't that amazing? That it's in the Word I'm talking about. As long as it's okay, she can listen to me. But when it hits her sin, she don't want to hear it. I might say something like, wives, submit to your husbands and obey them in all things. She said, oh boy, I've had women rise up. Mm-hmm. I ain't obeying my husband. I said, ma'am, I didn't write the book. God wrote the book. I don't believe that. I've read the Bible. It's not in the book. It does not say I have to submit to my husband. I said, ma'am, it ain't in there just once. It's in there many times. Obey him? Never. I said, okay, go ahead and be sick. Your children can be sick and they can die early. And they don't believe that either. A lot of them don't. But Terry, she believes it now. I mean, when she came to me years ago with three sick kids and three that had died, in 9 years, she paid a pretty heavy price for her unforgiveness. But she's got a testimony back there on one of our DVDs. You can see it. That's why I don't mind telling you and giving her name, because her and Frank went with us to GLC to record this. And they tell all about it, how they had three sick kids, how they had three miscarriages. She lost three children. And it was all because of her unforgiveness toward her husband. And after 9 years, they were both ready for a divorce when she came to me with these three sick kids. And when I found the problem, I told her, I said, you got to repent. You got to tell God you're sorry. And you got to go tell your husband you forgive him and that you'll obey him. Oh, my lands, you talk about a woman going crazy. I mean, she jumped up and said, you're an idiot. You know, you're crazy. I said, no, I ain't. And so she screams out the door. And as she's leaving, I said, ma'am, you ask God, he'll tell you. Well, she did ask him. She believed in God, and he did tell her, and he told her that to come right back down there and sit down with me. I had her answer. Ooh. So she came back, and she sat down. She said, okay, I'm willing to listen to you. I said, what happened? She said, I was fussing at God, telling him how big of an idiot you were when he spoke to me and said, no, you knew what you were talking about. I was to come back. I had your answer. And so I told her, I said, you got to forgive your husband. You got to go home and tell him you'll love him and that you'll obey him. She said, I told God, when he said I had to obey my husband, I told God, I said, never, never, never. It'll be over his dead body when I obey him. And she said, the Lord spoke to me and said, no, Terry, it'll be over your children's dead bodies. Does God know how to get a mother's attention? He knows, doesn't he? He knows how to get anybody's attention if you're listening at all. So she repented. And now, of course, the other day, just not too many months ago, she was out here one day. I hadn't seen her in a while. She was out here and she said, praise God, Pastor, today's mine and Frank's 15th anniversary. I said, well, praise God. She said, 5 years of bliss and 10 years of hell.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, When Your Heart Condemns You Not, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.